Welcome back to Biff, a podcast about superhero movies, TV shows, and trailers, I guess.
And trailers all the way down.
Assorted news.
Yeah.
Yeah. This week is a trailer show. I am joined once again by my good friend and co-host, Guy English.
No jokes. Let's just get straight to the business. You're my friend and co-host, John Maltz.
You can say who I am.
Yeah. It's my friend John Maltz.
Oh yeah, hi Guy.
Hey John,
it's good to be back.
It is good to be back, man. We're still flopping. We're like fish flopping on the shore after Dan just left us on there. It's brutal. Like eventually we
it's
will.
Not fair.
Yeah, like our flippers will get strong enough that we'll be able to crawl around and eat some bugs and eventually,
yeah,
you know, walk upright. But mm-hmm. today is not mm-hmm. that day.
No, it's not that day. Yeah. But we are here to do another giant-sized superhero sweep, because Comic-Con was last week, I guess, and there was a lot of news, a lot of stuff came out, so including, as I mentioned, several trailers, some of which we've seen, some of which we have not seen, some of which we've seen at a weird oblique angle and that were super blurry,
yeah,
and out of focus. Yeah. So we will try and talk about. So if you're trailer averse, you might want to skip this episode, because I think we're going to want to talk about what happens in these trailers fairly in depth, right?
Yes. Yeah. I've seen all of the. Well, I've seen the trailers that were officially released. I have not seen the trailers that were not. That leaked, basically. I'm aware of some of the content in there. I think we'll talk about the trailers that came out for sure. Anything else around it, we'll try to denote, and I'll put a little marker in the audio track to make sure that people don't stray too far afield. I actually don't want to know a bunch of stuff specifically about Black Panther. Apparently you guys were texting that there'd been some speculation or informed speculation. I don't want to know about that.
So yeah, I mean, there was the thing that was supposedly a leak of someone who knew this script or some of the story parts, which I had read, and that was a few weeks back. And it's also possible that this person had just seen this trailer, because it seems like a lot of it really seemed like, oh, that could be right, because this trailer seems to support that.
Yeah.
But it's possible it's just someone who happened to see the trailer early for some reason. So, but we won't talk about it. I won't talk about any of the rest of what that speculation was.
Just behind the scenes stuff. Trailers are often outsourced. I don't know if that's strictly true for Marvel, but often the director doesn't actually get to cut the trailer. It works with the PR department, who then outsources it to, you know, professional trailer editors. So, mm-hmm. completely possible that somebody saw the trailer and
who work incidentally in a trailer down by the river.
Do you think Dan would get that joke? I guess so.
I don't know. It is dated.
Yeah. Chris Farley is timeless, though. That guy was so funny. That's a shame. Speaking of Hulks, She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Well, yeah. Chris Farley did play the Hulk, didn't he? In one skit, right?
Yeah. I mean, who else are you going to give it to?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, there was a She-Hulk trailer, which gave us more about the tone, certainly about the tone of the show, I think, which was, you know, it seems
to match up with
the first trailer supports it as well, but this goes even further, like, because at one point she breaks the fourth wall and actually talks to the audience and seems surprised herself.
Yeah,
which I really enjoyed.
I do like that too. I wonder if they're gonna have like an explanation for that, like she gets, I don't know, Mephistoed or something, like, not Mephisto, you know what I mean, like some mental, like, thing, like, yeah, something breaks her reality and so she ends up talking to the camera in a weird way, or if they're just going to go with it.
Because it does seem she's very aware of it, like, she's like who am I talking to, like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, it's...
and Bruce is like, who are you talking to? Yeah. Like, he doesn't look at the camera, but he looks at her like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So she's literally saying the words. It's not just like a mental.
Right. Aside. Yeah. It's not like a Fleabag where, like, all of the asides are just.
And they did mention that it is inspired by that show. So
I mean, yeah.
I'll be super interested. I'm super interested to see how this is going to work.
Fleabag is a good... I may not...
It is a good show.
If you're listening to this show, you may not want to... It may not be to your taste, but it's...
Yeah, it's but brilliant. It's very good.
It's very, very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Great.
Yeah.
Very great. So, yeah. We get to see... I think there's been two trailers, right? There was the one from Comic-Con, and then a more recent one where there's... We see a car crash that her and Bruce appear to be in.
Oh yeah, well, that's a what do you call it? Like a vignette? That's a featurette.
I think, okay,
that's what it's called. Yeah, so because there are also sort of interviews.
Oh right, it's a little longer
interspersed with that. Yeah. So they think they call those featurettes. Yeah, yeah. So they talk. She talks about, or she, I think it's her, right? She talks about the fact that she's riding a car with Bruce. They get in a car crash and they both get wounded somehow, and his blood. Gets into her blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a real and peanut butter and chocolate sort of situation.
Yeah. it's mint chocolate and ice cream.
As Dan pointed out, how the Hulk gets damaged in the car crash is left as an exercise for the reader. Yeah. But he's also in Bruce form, post with his arm in a sling, post endgame.
Yeah.
Post like Brainy Hulk. Yeah. So I don't know. Something appears to be
which
up.
He is also at the end of Shang-Chi, right?
Yeah.
And so apparently, I guess he can switch back and forth at will, like kind of like her, like she's able to.
Yes.
Do.
Yeah. And in fact, we see Tim Roth do that. I was going to call him Armageddon. That's not him. It's Abomination. That's it.
Abomination.
Yeah. We see him basically transform at will.
We get a lot more of him in this trailer for sure. Yeah. He was not in the previous trailer. The Abomination might have been in the previous trailer, but he was not. Tim Roth was not.
Yeah.
I don't think.
And his demeanor certainly seemed that. Yeah. One. Well, his demeanor certainly seemed different from. He was way intense in that movie.
You know what's really weird is like if you slow it down a little bit, there's like if and you look, she's in, you know, it's this big safe room. He's in, you know, a sort of like the Hulk containment system that was on the helicarrier in Avengers. And then there's like a glass window in the back going, you know, so it's double protected. And at one point through the glass window, there's like a choir.
What?
There's like a bunch of people dressed up in like, I was like, what?
Wow.
Like, why are they? They're coming to serenade the Abomination. Is that how like they keep him?
Was it
calm or something?
Was it a court? Was it like a British court or like, you know, how their magistrates are all dressed up in?
No, because they're like, it looks like it's children and they have like flowers on their hair.
What?
In their hair.
Okay. I don't know how I missed that.
I'm sending you a screenshot here. Sending you a screenshot.
That's too funny. I mean, he has been hanging out with Wong, right? We saw that in Shang-Chi where, you know.
Yeah, so he's definitely, I mean, it seems like maybe he's at least trying to turn over a new leaf in some
way. Have you seen that movie recently? And by, I don't know, like in the past 10 years, I guess.
Within a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah, within a few years.
So we kind of get the... the heck is this? Sorry, I'll cut back to my thought in 2 seconds.
It's either the picture and
they've got like wreaths on their head,
weird.
Sort of thing.
Like what are they doing there? I don't know.
Wow, all in white.
That's, unless he's got like a cult or cult following, I have no idea what this.
That is
what's going on here.
That is bananas. Wow, wild. I guess I just saw them and I assumed scientists or something. Like I didn't bother visually trying to parse it.
Yeah, right. If you don't stop it and look. Look real close, you probably wouldn't notice because they're out of focus and they're in the back, but they're definitely wearing like looks like they're wearing like flowers, you know, rings of flowers,
and they're kind of clasping their hands together,
white robes,
not in prayer, all of them, but like
so. Anyway, we'll see what happens there.
That's wacky. So yeah, in the 2008 one, you kind of he starts as a badass, right? He's special forces military guy out to go capture Banner, upon encountering Banner, he gets his ass handed to him. And then starts taking the super soldier serum, or derivatives of it. Which I think we're led to believe heightens his aggression. Like, it's not just... He's not just... He is already driven and nutty in a whatever SAS dude. But
yeah,
he gets way heightened the more he gets juiced up with this super soldier serum. which mm-hmm. I think we also understand from Falcon and the Winter Soldier, like some other cases where we've seen people use it, is like they go evil
yes.
because it drives them nuts.
Right. Well, because the ones that they have made subsequent to Caps are knockoffs made by scientists who are trying to recreate the original formula, yeah. so they're not doing such a great job.
Well, except for Isaiah, who really got short shrift.
I guess he ends up okay. I mean, he's a little angry. Like, he throws that box at one point and, like,
yeah.
puts it in the wall, right?
Yeah, but he's got...
And it also,
is that the serum, or is that just...
It depends on what you start with.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know, it depends on what you start with, too, so that's one of the reasons why...
Steve was
Cap
so...
was so...
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 because Steve was such a good guy to begin with. Not that Isaiah is not, but, you know, you have to start with something that's extremely good in order to not screw
right.
it up.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, and Tim Roth, man, what was his character's name? Emil Blonsky.
Emil Blonsky. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not the friendliest guy. He's like a highly trained soldier.
No.
You know, he's the kind of guy that they would have given the Cap serum to if they hadn't given it to Steve. You know.
Yeah. Like, he's more of a killing, and he's just more of a killing machine, yeah. right? I mean, he's. He's out to he's there to do a job.
Right. So
and he's not really concerned with who gets hurt in the process necessarily.
Right. So my take on him being more chill is maybe he's just managed to deal with the way the formula messes with his head a bit more.
I guess so. Yeah. Right. Right. And like, you know, and as we mentioned, he's been working with Wong. So he's, you know, seems like Wong has been trying to calm him down too, I guess.
Yeah. Well, remember there's also that scene in the Ed Norton Hulk. Is it Ed Norton? Yeah, where he's doing the breathing exercises with is it one of the Gracies? I think it's an MMA Brazilian fighting dude who's awesome at it. He's like showing him how to do the breathing with his six pack just rippling all over the place. So there's like,
he
starts
like slapping him to, you know, test his control.
Yeah, and he's got his pre-Apple Watch heart rate monitor strapped to him. That movie's so
I'm cycling through this this trailer a little bit as we're talking, and I gotta point out I'm gonna send you another image here because this is I think you're gonna appreciate a particular feature of Blonsky's cell.
Okay.
Because in one shot,
oh my god,
right behind Blonsky is a toilet.
This is perfect. And I love that expression on his face too. Yeah, so, this is exactly what you've wanted. It is yet another supervillain glass room, like with no place to hide.
Yep.
It looks like his bed is on the floor.
His bed is the thinnest mat possible on the floor. Yeah. I mean, but behind him there is a metal pedestal with a sink and a toilet attached.
That is brilliant. Oh my god, finally somebody's listening to us. That's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they're clearly listening to this show.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I think for martial arts people to train Hulkies to, like, keep their act together and not flip out so much.
Yeah, you gotta go to the experts. But and speaking of training, so she trains with Bruce, and Bruce seems like very concerned about, imparting on her all this wisdom, and she just nails everything one after the other, and he's like, oh, okay. Looks like you've got it, and then she is sort of like, I think I just want to go back to being a lawyer.
It is also kind of funny.
Her firm.
Kind of funny how... how Bruce is telling her how to be a superhero, and it's like, what have you ever done besides smash stuff? It's not like, I mean, he did the time machine thing, sure, but, and you know, I guess he fought
recently,
in the battle,
you know, I mean, like post, you know, post, you know, Endgame and after, I mean, Endgame is the only one that he's really been,
yeah, but it's not like
superheroing in,
yeah, but right? It's not like we've followed the character of how Bruce learned to be a hero dealing with his it was just either destructo mode,
it happened in the background a lot. Yeah.
Anyway, so that was funny, but also it kind of
off screen.
It kind of makes it almost better because it seems like he feels responsible for her being a Hulk and wants to train her up, but like doesn't really. He's no Jedi Master, you know. Mm-hmm. He's not Yoda. He's just
Yeah. And it's, you know, she's not having the trouble that he had.
No. Yeah. I mean, he was. She's a monster, literally. Yeah. So yeah, she seems completely in control of her.
She hulks out and she's completely in control of herself. Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's like it seems like at first, you know, like I think this is supposed to be the Wrecking Crew.
Yes.
And they want to, you know, they're in an alley or something. They want to fight her, and she's like, "Okay, work." she's not. Doesn't seem like she's super into it, but she's gonna do it if she has to. And also fighting Titania.
Jamal from The Good Place. Yeah. Who looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
She's just fun to watch anyway. Yep. She's like a very over the top kind of personality.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
So we see Bruce. We see Tim Roth. Yeah. We see Titania.
Yeah. And then there's a bunch of other, sort of new superhero-y, you know, people, newly powered people, I guess is the way to phrase it. And I don't know who these people are. There's a dude, there's a support group that she goes to at some point, and there's a couple of guys sitting there. One guy's got horns, the other guy's got some fancy sort of blue suit.
Yeah.
I don't know who these guys are supposed to be, but, you know, we'll find out. And apparently the show is going to feature a number of cameos and a lot of
like introducing new stuff,
characters who have not been seen before.
But that's kind of that kind of makes
people
it
from the comics, I mean, which is fun.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. also did kind of C-list type of people. Like the Absorbing Man was on there a lot. Who's I don't know if he's C-list. He's definitely a
B-lister, right. Yep.
And like that kind of stuff. That's
It's
fun. And I think the comics themselves used C-list villains for this kind of stuff, too. You know, like, it's like Stiltman is on trial for something, which, you know, nobody cares about Stiltman.
Right. Right.
One of the things I liked is the premise appears to be that the law firm is starting up a superhero legal team, right? And they want her to head it because A, she's a lawyer, B, she just got souped.
Right.
That's a fun that's a fun setup.
Right.
And
there was another promo that they did. There was an 800 number you could call or some phone number that you could call that was supposed to be an ad for her doing an ad.
Oh, that's too funny. I have not listened to that. No.
Did you listen to that? Yeah. Okay. And it's her, and it's her and some assistant or something like that. It's as if they're practicing what she's going to say, and it's about, you know, did you trash a shopping center? You know, in your fight, you know, against evil. Well, we can help you. You know, and are you being sued now? We can help
That's
you with
awesome.
That. So it's that kind of thing.
It's
quite fun. Because I think they have actually taken it. I mean, they definitely had these ads out at SDCC, but I think they might have also put them on some, you know, like bus stops and stuff in the
LA
area.
That'd be fun. I don't understand that. I mean, that feels very inside industry. Like, do people in LA really need to know more that the She-Hulk thing's coming? Do you know what I mean? Like, it feels like self-congratulatory.
Prestige. Yeah. It's a prestige thing, right? Yeah.
Speaking of guest stars, do you want to do you want to get all excited? He's one of your favorite guys, right? Yeah.
Get to the big one, yeah. He is one of my favorite guys, yeah. So at the very end, she's like in a top of a parking garage or something like that, and she's dressed in her fighting outfit. She's got her She-Hulk costume on, and who flips in but our good pal Daredevil, and dressed in a new outfit, I will note too, because if you slow it down as I do it is red and yellow, which I think is the arms are yellow, and the
does it look like his original
helmet,
his original
yellow, and they don't
sort of yeah.
Well, it's not that. I mean, that was black and yellow, right? The very original one. And at some point, I think he did have a red and yellow one in the comic books.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it looks like it's definitely a new take. It looks quite a bit like his costume.
Yeah, because it's armored. He's not just like in a T-shirt. Yeah.
Which, yeah. Yeah. Which I hope they redid the helmet a little bit, because I don't think the helmet was all that great. But
yeah,
we'll see. I'm glad to see.
I mean, they could CG his helmet. They're doing a bunch of CG work in this. They're quite familiar. Like the thing with the Daredevil helmet in Netflix is that it was a physical hat, you know, which is always makes their heads look bigger. Mm-hmm. Like how Batman always looks like clunky in some way around his head. You know, compared to how you'd actually.
Yeah.
Well, how you imagine him when you see the comic book page. So that is awesome. Obviously, we saw him in No Way Home as Matt Murdock. And here, it just makes the most sense to introduce him here. Because he gets to be fun and we get to see the character again.
That's perfect. Which is interesting. I mean, I assume that he will also appear as Matt Murdock as opposed to just as Daredevil. I mean, because Daredevil... doesn't seem like he would jump in and say,
"No,
I am Matt Murdock." He's usually pretty like he's one of the ones who, like Spider-Man, does not want to give away his identity. And it's really like, I mean, as far as MCU goes, those are the only
MCU
two, right?
And MCU you
know of
Rhodey. Yeah. I get no. Everybody knows Rhodey.
Everybody else is pretty much. Yeah. No, Rhodey's definitely.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anybody else. I think
Wanda?
I think it's
no, just she just gets called Wanda. So
which is always funny. Yeah, no, she's. I mean, she's called Wanda Maximoff on the news, like when she blows up that. So she's definitely. And it's funny because even like in the comic books, going way back, Captain America was not known to be Steve Rogers. He was.
I think they just did that as well, like pro forma superhero cover, you know.
Yeah, that was like right. I think so too. I think so too. And they, you know, I think rightly.
Well, it's just
a lot of that. There's, I mean, I think it, I think it definitely
Spider-Man
makes sense
makes
for
a lot
Spider-Man.
Of sense for. I think probably Daredevil because,
and
at least the way that he's
and Daredevil is much more street level stuff, like, you know, I mean, the Kingpin's definitely going to come after your friends and family if he knows
like I don't think the Kingpin is necessarily going to go mess with Tony Stark's anything, you know, like maybe his business, like he may get involved in, but
no,
it's just not worth his while. But he's not going to blink twice about having
not gonna,
one
like,
of Matt Murdock's friends
show
by
up
a truck
at his house and like
won't bother him
so
that makes sense. It just made me think that maybe that choir is related to Matt Murdock and his church going stuff, but I don't think they're going to interest in this. No, like the Abomination wrecks Matt Murdock's church.
I would be surprised. They also, they don't really look like, they look more like cult members. It looks more like
Midsummer. Yeah, it looks like they've got those green wreaths around their head that, in Sweden, at Christmas time, a lot of the kids have like wreaths around their head with,
I feel like they're there to I feel like they're there to serenade him to like
like a choir version of Nat's like go to sleep, like
maybe.
That'd be funny. Who knows?
I don't know. But yeah, he abominations out at one point, and she definitely seems sort of surprised.
It is.
Or is that in? I think
it's
that's
in one or the other, and he kind of bumps his head on the ceiling. Yeah,
it's not in. It's not.
And
in
he's. Way huger than her still, like he looks even bigger than Bruce at this point. He looks way huge.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I think
he looked bigger than Bruce in the 2008 movie or 9, whenever it was, the other one, but they were in the same league. This one he seems like immense, like he ends up filling that whole cell, which is really crazy.
He seems much So she's she's freaked out. The guards are freaked out, and Wong is back there looking a little bit freaked out as well.
Well, so I guess we'll find out. Also coming up, I don't know if we got a trailer for this, is Echo. And since we're on Daredevil, let's pull that thread a bit. Daredevil obviously going to show up in but I suspect
no trailer for.
I think it's fair to suspect that.
But we've definitely heard that he and Kingpin will be in.
Right. Echo. Do you think we'll get a little Kingpin in this one? Like, just the Wrecking Crew, do they get hired by Kingpin? Is there some kind of connection?
I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt that the King...
I think they want to save... They want to reserve him to be...
But we'll,
scarier. Like, they can't.
Yeah.
If his second appearance is like doing crackpot.
Yeah, then they're not gonna have everyone. But and there was that rumor that Ben Grimm would be in it. But I don't think
kind of hope true not. Either. I think that's.
Yeah, I kind of hope. I kind of hope not, which makes me think that it's not true. Because although you know, I don't know. Maybe they can pull it off in some way. But I don't think that's gonna be true. I mean, Jason Segel, I think could be good as Ben Grimm, but
Jason Segel is one of those guys that just really cracks me up all the time.
Here,
like he's just good natured. I mean, he loves the Muppets for crying out loud. He's a good kid. Well, I call him a kid. He's probably my age.
Exactly.
Seth Rogen would make a funny Ben Grimm too. I think I connect them both because of Freaks and Geeks. Anyway, but Seth Rogen's also played what did he play? Green Hornet.
Yeah.
Of all the weird people to play. A superhero, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I'm
not missing anything.
No, I never saw that movie.
No, it's fine.
No, I didn't think so. That one was.
It's not bad. It's just nothing. It's pointless. It goes in one eye and out the other. It's just there's really nothing to commend it.
So overall impressions of this trailer. I mean, I think it's pretty good. It looks super fun. I'm looking forward to seeing it. And the fourth wall breaking in particular is a nice.
I think exactly. I think it's good. Ally McBeal used to break the fourth wall a lot, and this has a little bit of that sensibility. Like I think in the trailer she's even saying it's a like a law show with a superhero show and all jammed up.
That's in the feature.
I think it's a good way to go.
It does
of the medium of TV, it's basically doing what the comic books did, which is turn to camera and say stuff. And I think it works. I think there's enough precedent now that people aren't going to be completely flipped out. I hope that they don't explain why she can do it or how she's doing it, and it's more like Ms. Marvel, where it's just like, well, get over it. There's writing all over the screen, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. This is the way it's gonna work. I mean, they talk about in the featurette that She-Hulk would do that in the comic books. Mostly, I think just on the covers, though. Like she would be on the cover, which is super fun. I mean, I think that's great. So it's a comic book show. Exactly. This is the place really to do stuff like that.
And that's up next, right? Well. Not counting Groot.
So that's on the 17th, the 17th of August.
Yeah, so I'm legit looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
And I don't know.
Fun
in the late summer, great fit. Do you know what I mean? Fun is always a good time, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It just feels like there's been a lot of weighty stuff going on recently. Well, the world, but I also mean like, now I just put more weight on me.
For the last 30 years.
Ooh. The stuff that they've been releasing has been like a little bit more serious. Although Thor was less, not that serious, I guess. But it is, there's like cancer and people dying and like,
Right, but WandaVision
was pretty serious. Multiverse of Madness was pretty
Was
like
pretty
this just seems like, whatever, let's just go have fun, which is perfect, you know? It's like an ice cream on a hot August day.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Do you want to go to Quantumania?
So we should probably move on to one that's more heady.
Okay, so...
Talking about not funny but looks super good is the
Black Panda
for Black Panda. Black Panda, that would be a different movie. What would a Black Panda be like? A completely black panda. is that just a grizzly bear, or is that,
I don't know,
or just a black even bear dangerous?
Like grizzlies you don't want to mess with, like a
pandas have got to be dangerous. I mean, they'll hang on to your ankle and make it difficult for you to sweep. I've seen those movies.
If you're going to try to get anywhere quick,
they'll ruin your productivity. They'll ruin your productivity completely.
That's definitely true. Yeah.
You're not going to get.
I mean, I wouldn't put a child in a cage with a panda, but it's like, are they maulers? Like, is that their
No, yeah, they don't seem.
Oh, I would think the big could, ones could, but I just, you know, they could, I don't mess know you if they're,
they got mad about, you know, something. The babies, but yeah, they don't seem like they're super, like, you know,
yeah,
they don't seem like they're super angry. What I meant to say was Black Panther, World of Wakanda. Oh, that's why I did it.
Oh, well, Wakanda
Panda. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, yeah. Talk about a screeching U-turn in terms of. In terms of vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because it starts out with a very slow and sad rendition of No Woman, No Cry. And, you know, you can see that they're clearly kind of reacting to, well, I mean, it seems obvious that they're reacting to the death of T'Challa.
Yeah, not to mention.
Which is going to be a
Chadwick
major
Boseman,
starting point for this, you know, movie.
I mean, it's obviously we're watching the film, but it's his face is there.
So well, that's the thing, right? I mean, it's, you know, they're they can I guess they get you coming and going, right? Because the character's dead and the actor's also dead.
Wow, I was moved. I had like kind of teared up a bit. I was like, oh, I did not expect that.
Me too.
There were scenes of the like a funeral procession dancing. All dressed in white, like.
Yep. Yeah, she's carrying, and Shuri is carrying his mask, it looks like.
Yeah, I was, like, just really moved. It's, you know,
and
it's not like I've got a huge connection to Chadwick Boseman or the character or anything, but the presentation and, like, the sincerity, it was just the sincerity.
But it is, like, yeah, but it's somebody, I mean, like, he's definitely a great, and he's a great actor. Who did a terrific job.
The fact that the first movie was so important to so many people.
We lost someone we lost way too soon. You know, you think about, like, all the movies that he could have made that we, you know, I mean, because that's that's only how we know him. We don't know him. I don't know him. Did not know him personally. I didn't know him as a person particularly. So the only way that I knew him was through his work, and his work was really good. And it's just a shame to think.
Yes.
Think about what we missed out on
exactly
from losing him.
It
so, and yeah, so his mother seems to have taken over as queen, and she is, it looks like they're at the UN. Well, they sort of make it look like she's giving that speech at the UN, because
I'm not sure it's
she
that
gives
one
some speech at the UN, but then she's also. When she finishes, because when she finishes, you don't see her saying those words until, but she's finishing, and when she is, she's back in Wakanda. So, whenever she says that, she's back in Wakanda, and don't know who she's talking to.
Fiery speeches, saying that all of her children are gone.
Namor, who,
which is interesting, because Shuri's
right. So that so that makes me wonder about where Shuri is.
Right. Well, because we see her in the trailer.
Because does she disappear at some point in this movie? Yeah,
we
she's
see
definitely
her meet,
in this movie.
Vivi Williams,
but
who is pulling her best Tony Stark and pounding out a
Looks like she's in Wakanda, which I think we had heard rumors of before, like that she was going to be in Wakanda, maybe sort of as, because like, I think maybe she was picked up by one of those programs that they were doing, because that's at the, what happens at the end of the previous movie is T'Challa talks about basically doing. You know, the United States is the third world country for Wakanda, and they're doing good works in the United States.
Say,
if only that were true.
Yeah.
If only that were actually happening, because we could really use that.
Yeah. You know? So, yeah, but, I get the feeling that she gets, you know, recruited out of MIT. It's like, you win a scholarship, come to Wakanda, work in the lab under me kind of thing.
Yeah.
And her thing is like, well, I'm going to take the Wakanda tech and Iron Man it up. It looks like, because she's really pounding. Mm-hmm. I have to imagine it's vibranium.
Yeah, it's very, very similar.
Yeah, so
to
that's
Tony
a cool way to introduce her. So Shuri's definitely in it.
Mm-hmm.
But what we don't see is the Black Panther until the very end. We see a butt and a hand
until the very end. Yeah,
like well, that's the shot. So you know, but the figure seems slender.
Yeah. So somebody takes up
it's
the
mantle. Not Winston Duke, I don't think, because Winston Duke is a thick, big guy. So
no, I don't think so. I don't think so either.
So whatever, that kind of narrows down who it could be. Who knows if it's Shuri or not? I don't know. Also, there's been some behind the scenes stuff that makes me think it's not her.
I would probably pick, again, I'm forgetting that. I know this name.
Oh, Lupita Nyong'o.
I've seen too many in need just to turn a blind eye. I can't be happy here knowing that there's people out there who have nothing.
What would you have Wakanda do about it?
Share what we have. We could provide aid and access to technology and refuge to those who need it. Other countries do it. We could do it better.
Did you watch any of that, the Quantumania?
I watched a YouTube
trailer that was like that was shot for someone on their phone, like who was sitting in the front row, and
I saw a bit of it. I watched this morning as I woke up groggily. I watched a YouTube about the trailer, so basically with my eyes half closed. So I don't think they ran the trailer, but they were like they explained what was in it.
Yeah. The other two trailers that were shown, not released, at San Diego Comic-Con were Quantumania and then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. The Quantumania trailer, it's out on YouTube. Someone has a bad video of it taken with their phone. And things you can barely see in this trailer are Cassie in a purple suit. She's clearly become part of the team now. Mm-hmm. And
I think Stinger
has powers. You can't really see
the purple suit is a character called Stinger. Like she plays like Ant-Man.
Oh, really? And as opposed to
stature gets big and Stinger gets small. Ant-Man gets small and Giant-Man
is that right?
Gets big.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay. Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't know there was a different one than stature, honestly.
Yeah, I think that's new. Or new-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you see Kang appear, and he is a more cool and sinister version than the kind of manic version of himself in Loki, which is, a different iteration of the character. So kind of expect him to be a little bit different. I'm glad to see that change. I think it will hold up a little bit better as a bad guy in the movie than the sort of crazy person at the end of time.
Oh, I thought he worked great at the end of Loki, but that character...
Yeah, I thought he did too, but I'm not sure that that would hold for a whole movie.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Might
yeah,
be
I think
kind
he needed
exhausting
it.
For an entire movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
yeah. And then there's a big cheer. Everybody cheers because Bill Murray shows up. And the thing that I didn't see, you can't make out in the one that appears on YouTube, but a number of people, was in some of the reports of it. You get a glance of MODOK.
That?
Which I'm super excited for because I love, in the comics, I absolutely love MODOK.
MODOK requires you to have a sense of humor because that does not make any sense. It's a giant floating head with tiny little arms.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the acronym? Designed
machine
only for killing.
Only machine only design. What is it? Yeah, where
DOK is designed only for killing.
Designed only. For killing, but
only designed.
Yeah, I mean,
we could in theory type this into Google, but I just love the notion of it. And if you're gonna put MODOK in any MCU property that we've got yet, Ant-Man's the place to do it, right?
Mechanized organism designed only for killing.
How do we miss a mechanized organism?
yeah.
Oh, God, I love
variably also called mental or mobile organism.
I
designed only for killing.
I love that sort of the backronym for MODOK is as clumsy as the physicality of the character. It's just so
yeah,
goofy.
It's like somebody wanted it to be, to be MODOK for some reason. And then they crammed a bunch of words into MODOK.
It's perfect. I love it.
Why was your heart so set on MODOK in the first place?
So do you think Bill Murray could be MODOK?
Well, I wrote that in the notes. Yeah. I mean, I was trying to because apparently Patton Oswalt, who voiced him in the cartoon version on Hulu, is not in this movie, and so somebody else is voicing him, and then Bill Murray appears, and I was wondering if Bill Murray might be voicing him.
I know.
And if his character in this movie becomes MODOK, but
yeah, that would
he may not be in it that much. He's only in, like, apparently the image of MODOK is only there for like a brief second.
Yeah, I know Hodgman also wants to play MODOK, but you know, who doesn't?
I would support that.
Yeah, I think it would be great. I would also support Bill Murray as MODOK. That would be funny.
I would support. I think Bill Murray could do a fine job as MODOK. Absolutely.
Does Bill Murray? Work it, like, I feel like Bill Murray only does what Bill Murray wants to do, and no less. You know what I mean? Like,
well, he doesn't need to do anything other than what Bill Murray wants.
Bill Murray, but
yeah.
Like, I don't know if he would sit there and get all MODOK made up, but like digitally take his face and stick it on the thing.
Yeah, that's
maybe,
true.
You know?
Right. I mean, they probably would want him to do motion capture, but
yeah. But anyway, but still, that'd be great.
Cause it's not as much work as showing up to.
No, I mean, Bill Murray is just one of the funniest guys ever to live, as far as I'm concerned. So as MODOK,
That would be fun. I think if that is. I mean, but I think it could be probably be fun movie anyway.
Yeah.
Regardless,
you know, Rudd's always fun.
But and everybody else appears, Hank Pym, Janet Van Dyne, and Evangeline Lilly as Hope all also appear in the trailer.
Yeah. More Michelle Pfeiffer. That's all I've ever wanted from my life.
I did not see any of his buddies, but they might be in it as well.
Interestingly, I think a first for Ant-Man movies, this one actually seems to be setting up something to do with the MCU broadly. Like the first one, I think, as we've been saying before, is like pretty atomic. Like, it doesn't really connect to anything that much. What does the second one do? Not a lot. What happens? They meet Giant Man. They meet Lawrence Fishburne. They have some kind of tech that they're trying to keep away from. Nothing really.
Yeah. Well, they're on the run. They're on the run, right? Because they're
they go to the quantum realm, and then he gets stuck in the quantum realm, and
then they rescue.
Yeah, yeah. And then at the end, he gets stuck there, which is how he saves the world. I did see some that they keep making fun of him for having written the book that we saw in Ms. Marvel about how he saved the world, which is funny. And honestly, he did. Yeah. Like, that's legit.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, right. But of course, you know, because he's Scott, everyone would make fun of him.
Yeah. So I think this one would be a lot of fun. We also get to see Kang as an actual threat, it seems like. You know, possibly a goofy threat, but as a threat that we are going to keep getting ramped up over and over, right? Because down this list, we've got the next Avengers movie, which is the Kang Dynasty. So I don't think Ant-Man's gonna run this guy out of existence, right? He's not gonna, shrink Kang into the quantum realm and solve the problem. So,
no, I don't think. I don't think Kang would allow it.
So yeah, interesting. What's your take on it? Do you think it's gonna be funnier, or do you think it's gonna have some weird dark turn?
It looks it looks less funny.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a little bit more. I mean, it starts out funny, but then, you know, anytime. I mean, Kang is not really ripe for comedy, really. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you could do a comedy version with Kang.
There's so many variations on him.
But he's, he's screwing around with time and messing everything up. So it has pretty serious ramifications, right?
Yeah. That'd be cool. Okay. So.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
I haven't even really seen the trailer other than
glimpsed it from. Yeah,
I can't quite get a real good read on it from what I've seen. I don't think.
Right.
But you know, I'm super interested in it. So.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah. So then the other one was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which was shown there, but it has not leaked online to the best of my knowledge. It's the things that I've read that it includes that I thought were interesting. You get to see, I wrote down Baby Groot, but it's actually Baby Rocket.
Yeah.
Groot is of course older now, so he's a little bit more adult, and you get a flashback to Baby Rocket. So And then also Cosmo the space dog is now a character, I guess. And I guess actually has a voice and is played by Maria Bakalova, who I wasn't super familiar with, but she was in the Borat, one of the Borat movies.
Oh,
so
wait a second. I think I recognize this name. I think wasn't she the one that did a little bit with Rudy Giuliani?
I was wondering if that was her. Yeah, that's kind of what I was curious about.
I think that's her.
I don't know the answer to that, but that could very well be who it is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's enough about that particular.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That'd be really fun. And, you know, space dogs are always hilarious. You don't know if he's got like a big, like, bubble space helmet on, do you? That would just make my
Did in the beginning, right? Yeah. It's a she. This is a female. Yeah, I think in the comic book it's a boy, but in this universe it's a female dog. And she had the helmet earlier, so we'll just have to see how it goes. Which is good comedy effect, I would imagine. Yeah,
and I trust James Gunn. So,
he's two for two for as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
as for these movies, and he did it. I think he did a
Suicide Squad
great
was
job
pretty
with
good.
Both yeah, Suicide Peacemaker. Squad and Peacemaker.
Yeah,
yeah.
So he's, I think for us, he's on the edge. Well, he's edge lordy, but on this side of the line, he seems to fall on the side of the line that I think we're both comfortable with. Like,
yeah,
he's good natured.
He'll make a lot of inappropriate material.
Yeah.
But he also does it with a lot of heart too.
Yeah, it's not just gratuitous,
and I think that's the big
shocky sake. It's for yeah, me. Exactly. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
So we should talk about the timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess what's the end of phase four? Is Black Panther, right? Yep. Yes. So the end of phase four will be Black Panther. So we will get through that. And then starting next year is phase five, which they laid out the timeline for. Phase five has Quantumania in February, and then Secret Invasion in the spring of next year. Guardians of the Galaxy, May 5th. Mm-hmm. Of 2023, and in the summer we get Echo, and we get Loki season two also in the summer, and
the Marvels.
Marvels in July. Jeez, man,
it's getting
so packed. Quantumania, yeah. Guardians, Marvels. So man, good lord,
yeah.
And then Blade,
yeah,
in November.
So we are
Ironheart sometime in the fall of 2023. Agatha, so they've changed the name of the Agatha show to Coven of Chaos, and that will be winter 2023 through 2024. And the big news that we didn't mention yet is that Daredevil is going to get his own show, and it's going to be an 18 episode.
That is
so
amazing.
A huge one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so they've already seen what the character can do. Sorry, not what the character could do, what the actor can do. They've got a sense of the stories that they can tell and where they can go, because, you know, the Netflix ones has kind of been a dry run. 18 off the bat is a real vote of confidence.
Yeah.
Like,
it really is, yeah. And so this is spring 2024, so 2 years from now. And it says the subtitle is Born Again, which is they kind of already did. Mm-hmm. In the Netflix, like the last season of the Netflix show, right?
Yeah.
But right. You know, I would read that. I read that that run many times. So I would watch it many times.
Yeah. I mean, also between Netflix and here, we've got all kinds of Kang and Quantumania jazz going on. So I don't know if they count the Netflix things or if they're just gonna.
And they end in the. I mean, they sort of shorthanded it a little bit on Netflix, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a real big arc in the comic book.
Yeah,
so
it's huge. It's Frank Miller, right? Yeah, yeah,
right. Yep.
Yeah.
And then May 3rd, 2024, Captain America: New World Order, and July 26th, 2024, Thunderbolts. I assume there's going to be. a November 2024 movie. Oh yeah, it's Fantastic Four.
Oh yeah, right,
that's not on that. Wasn't on that schedule that we were just looking at, but they announced that later, and then in 2025 they also announced two movies coming in 2025, both Avengers movies. Avengers: The Kang Dynasty, which will be directed by Destin Daniel Cretton, who did Shang-Chi, and then Avengers: Secret Wars.
I hear
one of the runs that got me into
yeah
comic books, you know, in college.
Yeah, that was a great one. Spidey gets his black suit. Hulk holds up a whole yep. mountain so that all of our heroes don't mm-hmm. get crushed. Pretty awesome stuff. Right. I saw yeah. I liked your Twitter joke about like there was some clickbait yeah. headline that's like Secret yeah, Wars maybe right, based right. on this
Secret Wars maybe based on this comic run series from 1984. Is it Secret Wars? Is it the one that's named exactly the same as that?
It's because... so crazy that people write this stuff. Yeah, so that should be really fun. And it does seem like back-to-back with the Kang Dynasty stuff that we're going to get an Endgame-esque. Things are going to go poorly in the Kang Dynasty, I think, and Secret Wars is where everybody lands up trying to fight their way back to save the universe, is my guess.
Yeah. Right. I assume, well, I mean, they've already brought in the fact that Ms. Marvel is a mutant in this yeah. universe. I had sort of thought at some point maybe they would do kind of the thing that they did with when they finally merged the Ultimate Universe with the regular universe, that they would do some sort of universe merge, bringing that, and that would bring mutants into the regular universe. But I mean, they could still do that, just have these other properties, you know,
right. like
maybe the Fantastic Four is in another universe, maybe. So,
right.
I guess we'll see.
I'm trying to remember the comic run from 84. Were the X-Men involved in that?
Yeah. Yeah. So the basic story is the Beyonder scoops up a bunch of heroes and a bunch right. of villains and dumps yeah. them on some planet.
Yeah. To fight. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, and it is really kind of that, right? It's not right. much more complicated than that. It's not a super complicated comic book.
Yeah, run. No. I just don't remember the X-Men.
It's more like, yeah, we're just going to do a big punch 'em up and here you go.
Right. I don't really remember the X-Men. I remember Doom getting Beyonder power somehow. Yeah. Like
Yeah, cuz that's where Colossus falls in love with somebody else, right? Kitty's not there, but Peter's there and he falls in love with some alien and she dies and then he comes back right. and has to break up with Kitty cuz he feels bad about it or whatever.
Well, he's an idiot. Well, and who cares? Let me.
Yeah, he's definitely an idiot. Yeah. Cyclops is definitely there. I think Storm is there as well.
Okay.
And Nightcrawler.
I guess they were less. I think maybe the Claremont stuff really started kicking in like 88 type thing. Like, well, you know what? There were so many characters in that. I'm trying to think why they weren't bigger.
Yeah.
Like, what is Wolverine doing? Yeah.
I think they were just most of them were still relatively new. Yeah. But I don't know.
Anyway, so that should be a lot of fun. I do think, looking at this lineup, that they've learned their lesson of Age of Ultron, which is don't do an Avengers movie unless you've got a real good reason to do an Avengers movie. I don't dislike Ultron that much, but
I think adding that caveat, I agree. I don't dislike it that much. I mean, I don't dislike it. I like all these movies. I'm
sure.
I'm a sucker for all this stuff, so I'm deep in their pocket. But it's way down on my list as far as this stuff goes. The thing about it is it's crazy important.
Yeah.
There's so much that happens in it that has a bearing on things that come later.
And I don't think you could have split that stuff up.
Watch it.
Right. Yeah. I also don't think you could have split that stuff up and put it in different movies. It kind of needed to be part of a package, right? I think we don't have any real Avengers right now, do we? Like, I guess the Hulk is still there. Well, who do we have? Hulk?
Yeah.
Clint?
Rhodey.
Do those guys ever talk to each other? Do those guys, have they ever been in the same room with each other that hasn't just, I guess they have, but like.
And Sam was an Avenger.
Oh yeah, Sam. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty slim on the roster there.
Yes. Well, I mean, well, yeah.
Well,
I
guess we're about to bulk it out. Well, Wanda's a bit of a... I mean, she's a bit bananas at this point. And, like, yeah. There's a...
She's...
yeah, there's New Vision, too. N-U Vision. Like, yeah, floating right. Out there. Know. Who knows what the hell's going to happen to that guy. I guess Stephen Strange. Is he an Avenger? I guess so.
No, well, I mean, not unless you count showing up in Endgame. Like, I would say not.
Yeah.
I would say he has not been an Avenger at this point. But
Spidey.
Yeah, although, kind of an honorary.
Nobody knows.
Can Tony make him an Avenger on his own? I don't know.
Well, Tony can do whatever the hell he wants because he pays the bills.
That's true. He pays the big bill at the end, too.
Yeah, he's just going to get happy to give him a security clearance and like a little card and a lanyard that he can wear around his
Spidey. He must have cleared it somehow because he was all set to have him join the team, right?
I mean, yeah.
He was definitely going to have him on the team at the end of...
Yeah. But everybody's forgotten who Peter is now, so...
That's right. Yeah, so he can't be on. He can't really be on the team.
Yeah.
Although he shows up, you know, in the comic book, he shows up when nobody knows who he is. He's like, they're sitting around eating like pizza and he's just got his mask pulled up over his above his mouth.
I love that. I love it when he goes to...
I think that's in the... Is that Bendis?
I think so. Yeah.
I think that's Bendis.
I like when he just
that's a fun one.
The Baxter building every now and then to like get help from... Like when the Venom suit is messing him up, he just goes to see Reed, like, what is this thing? And he's standing around in his underwear and like another mask on or something. It's pretty funny. So that's a big, big lineup. We have questions and stuff. I don't think we should. I solicited them this morning, but we've gone like an hour and a half longer. And
this was a giant size.
It was giant size. And we didn't even touch on everything.
Thing that I wanted to mention at the end here, maybe we'll talk about it next time, is there was an assembled episode for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Yes.
It's it's lightly hosted by Bruce Campbell, so that's fun, but it's good. Give you a chance to watch it, and we can talk about it later.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. I did see one email,
and that's homework for the readers as well.
I have a little homework for us. Somebody wrote in. They didn't say they could share their name, so I'll keep it private. They mentioned that we forgot to mention how funny Melissa McCarthy was.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's right.
She's hilarious.
That was definitely an error on our part.
It slipped our minds.
She was, that was a, and I think I had heard that revealed.
I don't know.
Months and months ago, and I had completely forgot. So when she showed up, I laughed out loud because I was like, "Oh, that's right, she's in this."
She was always funny, and she's like just chewing the scenery like off. Like it was, she was good.
Yeah, and make and you know, like having the Asgardians kind of make her be Hela. It's like,
it was great. So that's I think the end of the business for today. We will probably, we're probably going to come back and talk about this stuff more next week after. I don't know.
We'll see what else comes.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a lot of stuff dropping these days. There was also we talk a lot about Marvel stuff. There was a trailer for the next Shazam movie.
Yep.
That's your thing.
Yeah. There was another. There was a few things that came out that we didn't even.
It looked
mention.
Fine.
Yeah.
It looked fine. It wasn't. You know. It wasn't nearly as impressive, I think, as these.
No, but Zach Levy's fun, and I got the sense it's for a different. Yeah. Audience,
I liked
right?
the and
yeah.
I liked the first movie.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, you know, younger age group.
Yep.
Seems like aimed at a younger age group. But I enjoyed it.
I don't know if there's any Black Adam news, but there was a trailer for that out recently. So
Maybe
we'll check in with what the DC people are doing. I mean, Marvel is just spamming everybody. Anyway.
Right. I subscribed to all of them, so
yeah. Perfect.
All right. Okay. Well, we want to thank our readers once again. Thank you for reading the transcripts and joining us on this wonderful journey that is Biff. And I would also like to thank my co-host, Guy English.
We only squeezed in one Star Trek reference. We had too much actual content.
That's enough, though.
To bother. Yeah. Yeah. It gets us on the board.
Just got to get one in.
Perfect. Thanks, man. That was a lot of fun.
Okay. Yeah. And we will talk to you next time. Dun, 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 dun.